Yo, 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 we're back at the Band Room Podcast.
Yeah.
How goes it?
We talking breakfast tacos, bruh.
Breakfast tacos.
Yeah! We getting hot in the band room. It's moaning.
The band room.
We hungry. We know y'all hungry. We know y'all eat.
Let's talk a little bakers.
Let's talk a little breakfast tacos, bro. Let's talk a little breakfast tacos.
All right, we're going to hit the three major things about breakfast tacos. Mom and pop shops.
Needs to be said.
Oh.
Tortilla, okay. Gotta have a good tortilla.
Hold on. No, he's
gotta have a good tortilla.
Mike's still jumping way ahead.
No, dude, this is before you even get to the ingredients. This is before
you're
not
getting to ingredients, man.
This is like digging the ditch before you build the foundation, dude.
Breakfast tacos.
Gotta
so what I'm saying is the mom and pop shops, the traditional Mexicans, because you know they bordering. And then the third one is the Tex-Mex American favorite, Taco Bell.
Well, can I just throw in Ken's Tacos as the winner then before we even have this?
Yes, you can.
Because Ken's Tacos has the best tacos in the world in the story. Shout out to Ken's Tacos off camera, Rumberg. I fucking love everything y'all do.
Kids tacos, you're good.
So I had a Taco Bell breakfast taco this morning.
Yeah, this bastard.
You haven't had it yet, have you?
He didn't even bring me one.
I didn't, because I thought you were sleeping, wasn't sure if I was coming. Then I was sleeping, and you weren't sure if I was coming. And then you were sleeping, wasn't sure if I was coming. And then we finally mixed up.
Sounds like a bag of dicks.
Big old bag of dicks. More fun. Hey, we get hot in the band room, so... I give me the Taco Bell AM Crunchwrap, dude. I'll just preface this by saying we had a whole talk about food being healthy, blah, blah, blah. I love Taco Bell. I don't give a fuck if it's healthy for you or not. My wife thinks I'm a fucking moron and an idiot and a high schooler, middle schooler, child that I still eat it. I don't eat it that much, really, actually, but I still like it. I'm not gonna hate on it, dude. How you feel about the Taco Bell, sir?
Man, I'll tell you what. I love the meal deal with three crunch tacos, nachos and cheese, and a Baja Blast. You can't beat it. Now, of course, the shit that comes with it is pretty bad, man. But I'm telling you, it's better than the volcano shit. I had to stop that like a week after that came out.
Those volcano tacos were hard, though, dude. Oh, I fucking love them. But you're right, they did give you some mean volcano fucking lava ass. All right, so anyways, dude. Taco Bell, dude. They're doing breakfast now. So... we're here in Austin, dude. Austin is the unofficial home and fucking mecca of breakfast tacos and all things breakfast and tacos. Bro, it's... so the standard is already extremely high, and I'm going to fast food knowing this isn't going to be a home-cooked meal. I understand all this coming in, but bro, Taco Bell needs to stop making breakfast, or they need to let me help them out, because this shit is horrible. Like fucking terrible, dude. Like, you're happy I didn't bring you one. Like, trust me on this. You'd rather eat a bag of peanuts at this point. Like, I don't know what they're trying to do with it. Like, to me, let's break down what the taco needs, bro, since you had your ingredients. Go ahead and tell them what
you're right. Okay, so I'm telling you what. First of all, are you going corn tortilla or are you going flour? Because everyone who has never actually had...
you gotta double that corn if you go corn.
All I'm saying, if you go corn, there is actually a fun way to cook it with coconut oil, and then it actually keeps it together. It is a different style than the traditional corn tortilla, but if you cook it with the actual awesome coconut oils, you actually get one of the greatest tasting taco wraps ever, and it's good for spicy tacos specifically. But more or less, let's get down to ingredients, man. Come on.
See, and I would say corn tortilla.
Motherfucker, I'm gonna ask you. What are the three ingredients you want on a taco?
Eggs.
Taters.
And your choice of meat at that point. I usually go bacon. I like a ham here and there. Sausage, depending on how you make it. Chorizo goes hard than the bitch if you know how to make it.
Tofu if you have to.
Dude, a lot of times I'm just egg and taters. Egg and potatoes, good hash browns, dude. And I love some cheese, dude. Cheese, I would put it, it's almost as important as the tortilla for me sometimes, dude. Now, I have had tacos that are so good I don't need cheese. I will say that, but dude, I'm a big cheesy guy. Big on the cheese.
I'm just saying we should severely stay to the traditional, because when people...
So what's your taco? Break this down.
No, it's not even my taco. Look, man, I know this guy named Bert, and he took me to this guy's shop, right? And this shop, in the sense, is interesting as fuck. So I walk up and I'm like seeing, you know, what are his rated tacos. And the number one rated taco for this guy, and I don't know who his business is, but if you've had this taco, you know what I'm talking about. It is called Peanut Butter and Gumballs.
Does it actually have peanut butter and gumballs?
Yes, and it's actually topped off with eggs.
I'm extremely intrigued right now.
Yes, I don't know if the gumballs were actually like heated up or whatever, but they were very soft, so it wasn't a hard gumball.
Total unofficial sponsor here, but where are these guys at, dude? I don't know if you want to give their name or not, but just give me an area.
Well, here's the deal.
You don't want to give their name. But...
anywhere on I-35.
It's a truck?
Actually, it's more of a cart.
Nice, it's a cart. See, now again, that was one of the best tacos you're going to have. Are usually from the dirtiest damn cart or truck you would find, dude. Because that means that motherfucker just made them bitches at his house or her house in a real kitchen. Or it just really mixed that with some real spices. And that shit is delicious. And it's where they eat. And you know that shit is good. And it's, oh my god, it's delicious, dude.
I'm just curious where the demand comes from. Who eats peanut butter and gumballs?
I will say, I would have never thought to put those two on a breakfast taco, but it was probably better than the Taco Bell one, dude. Alright, I'll just finish the Taco Bell. Taco Bell, get rid of your sauce, dude. Since I don't know if you're going to hire me or not, but if you want good tacos, just potatoes, egg, and meat. That's
yeah,
all you need.
I feel you on that. And choice
no
of meat.
No sauce. No sauce. Let the sauce be optional. Take whatever spice, like they put some kind of enchilada powder, ass flavor. I don't know what it is, dude. But it ruined everything about what was good about it. So just,
and that's not good, man. And
exactly,
that's not fucking
not,
good.
And I know you're better than that. The waffle taco I thought was going to go hard. But the problem was it actually was hard. Like hard to bite into.
Oh, so it wasn't the traditional soft waffle
ball. It didn't go hard
in the paint.
Okay. No, it just went hard.
It was a hard in the paint. You hear that, guys? Hard in the paint!
So again, Taco Bell. I'm not trying to bash you. I love Taco Bell. I started this all off
with... We're just the people trying to give you some of our own...
I want to see you succeed. See, we're here to positive reinforce. A lot of people just love to go in and bitch. We are here with solutions.
Yeah, man, we really, no problems here, just solutions. And I really, really do want to try this Taco Bell breakfast. But, man, I want it to be up to par. Taco Bell, you can do it, man. You have my money and support as a customer. So could you, as a business, try to provide for me or another one, a consumer, then please, make your waffle soft.
I'll just say,
like, as a waffle should, not too soft. We're not talking about Limp Biscuits.
Nah, dude, just that right.
Because it's my way, or the highway.
The right amount of it. Because see, my thing is, dude, you might as well wait. I think you should wait till they change the recipe up.
Alright.
Until they get it right, dude.
You heard it here
until
first.
Until they hear this podcast.
Until you tell them, hey guys, my waffle's hard. Which might actually come off a little weird if it's a girl and you're an older male, but you should tell her the waffle's hard and you want it to be warm and soft.
And Taco Bell, I don't even want no money. Unless y'all can sponsor the show, I'm totally with that. If y'all want to be a sponsor, DJ NC, TV,
I love the Baja Blast. I'll hold you on to that one, man. Like, sure.
But we're just trying to help you. We want to see y'all succeed. We want to see y'all make it. We want to be able to recommend y'all's breakfast to others. So get rid of the sauce, bro. Just tortilla, eggs, potato, meat. Nothing else. If you want to get fancy with it, then make something fancy and give it one of those fancy chorizo chaka waka waka names.
Oh, hey, man. You know, there was also that movie trailer where we wanted to play, but it's not finished yet, so I'd at least like to play the audio. Would that be all
right? Go right ahead, dude.
Cool, all right. Sounds good.
So I'm just going to kind of fill the air gap while you... get them ready here.
That's perfectly fine. You want to do the sound effects?
Sure. Thank cool. y'all for listening to the show. We love y'all. Getting hot in the band room.
A long time ago, back in the biblical ages, there was a man. Hey, Tarpley! Known as Moses, but went by Tarpley. Hey, Tarpley, man. What are you doing? Oh, man, I'm doing my job. No one really understood that Tarpley was the Moses to the chickens. Using a PVC staff, Tarpley speaks to the chickens as he leads them through their journey of becoming what it means to be a chicken. Dun dun dun. But in the end, it was the rooster that chose the path of the cockfight. No! Yeah, that movie will totally be out here soon. It is literally about a guy named Tarpley who is technically Moses, but I guess this is back in his days of, you know, smoking the burning bush, and he goes by Tarpley, right? And this PVC staff is, you know, the staff of the chickens. And so he can like part the chickens and like, you know, tell them what to do. But yes, in the end, the only male, you know, stog he had was a rooster. And you know, when finally another chicken came in, and you know, when it comes down to it, I think the chickens battle it out. There's some about a big cockfight, and I don't think it's between Tarpley and the rooster. Could be.
Big cockfight.
We'll let you know when the footage gets to us.
That's probably the most illegal thing we said. It's big cockfights.
Big cockfights.
Shout out to South Carolina, keeping the Gamecocks alive.
Oh, cock!
Dude, I'm watching TV the other night with my wife, and I'm all, hey, babe, you like their mascot? And she's like, what? I'm like, Gamecocks. She's like, no, it's not. I'm like, yeah. There's a giant fighting cock right next to her head. Don't you want our boys getting one of those jerseys?
Oh, man, so bad.
Tarp Lee!
Mr. Tarp, we miss you, man.
Hey, appreciate y'all for tuning in. We are getting hot in the band room. I'm Michael Collins. This is my cuz Dill right here.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You can find him at Art Official Colors.
That's with an O for official. Art Official, not official.
He's been mixing these shows. I'll be real honest, bro. I kind of like our setup right now because I'm a techie guy. I'm a nerd. Normally, like, my job, I get paid to be, like, the guy that's setting shit up and running everything and holding the camera or plugging in videos and all that. But, like, I've just been coming in here and talking shit with you, dude. This is great. I love it, dude. Like, you've been DJing. You've been recording. You've been getting hot in the band room with me, dude. Like, we've been making it happen, dude. Just, man, big shout out to you. Thank you for making this happen.
Thank you, sir.
I love what we're doing here. The people are already loving it, and they haven't even barely even had it yet. I love what's going on here, dude. We've got an amazing plant growing. There are going to be watermelons and cucumbers growing everywhere.
Yes, this podcast has been a bountiful season.
Yes, absolutely. And it's just, we're in the wonderful time of year. It might be early in the morning, but we're still getting it in right now, dude. Man, we had a few other topics I wanted to get into, dude. I want to talk about cheerleaders a little bit, dude.
All right, what about cheerleaders?
Okay, so, like everything we talk about on the show, we try to keep them wide open. Like, these can go in any direction, dude. We don't ever want to limit ourselves or contain ourselves. We will never be constrained in a box. We're getting live in the band room, but we are broadcasting everywhere. So this cheerleader topic, I don't know where it's going to turn into. It could go male, it could go female, it could go positive, it could go negative. But I'm working this game the other day. High school game. Now, I know what I was doing in high school. So high schoolers, I'm not getting mad at y'all. But what the fuck are these girls wearing, bruh? Like...
Oh, you mean the slut uniform?
Bruh! There's no way everyone on that team is a senior that's 18 years old. And even if they are, why are you walking around school? I know you can't wear that to school if it was just a regular outfit, if it didn't have the school's logo on it. Like, man, trust me.
No, even...
I love females. I love everything about the female body. It's hard to not look when it's there. And I don't know why high school girls are walking around like that. And even, man, I've seen middle school. Like, I worked a cheerleader competition once, dude. It's like 8-year-olds and shit. Like, dude, moms and dads, put some damn clothes on your girls and your boys. Like,
you're right. Actually, this subject extends farther than we knew. See, we were talking about cheerleaders. But now we're going to get down into something even a little more serious for just a brief second. You're right, Mike. That age group does not end at 8. I have seen children to toddler pageant shows. Yep. And these girls look more like an older woman from the 80s or 70s.
Getting Botox already.
Yes. That, dude, the girls I grew up with, yeah, they grew up fast. Uh-huh. But they didn't look like that. Yeah, exactly. They didn't have 7 layers of makeup and a push-up bra when they didn't have fucking tits.
Yeah, like what's wrong with being a human?
You're already promoting sex at 5? That's what you want to do, women? That's what you want? And you're wondering why people get kidnapped? because you're flaunting. It's pretty much saying, hey, to the guy who's on the end of his rope, who's ready to get serious and fuck up the world, I'm your fucking bait.
Which, he's still the problem. I'm not condoning anything that any fucked up person does to a child just because a child is dressed inappropriately. But again, it's kind of like, would you let your kid play in a trash can? Would you let your kid eat shit? Like, don't let him walk around looking like a whore. Like, put some damn clothes on him. Like, there's nothing wrong with sex, but there's something wrong with being a whore when you're underage. Like, I have a problem with underage whores. I'm going to put that out, and I'm going to stand by that. Underage whoredom is wrong, and I will never promote that.
I agree.
But sex is fine when you're an adult in the proper situation. So let them be a kid, and when they're an adult, decide to dress like that. But kids, put some damn clothes on.
Don't.
At least some tights.
Don't. No, that's the problem, Mike. Clothes are too damn tight, Mike.
No, but I'm saying,
Mike, clothes.
There's no clothes. My
Mike,
problem is there's no clothes.
Mike.
They're walking around in underwear, bro.
Mike.
I'm seeing your
the
vagina.
The thongs are too close,
I
Mike.
Not be seeing,
it's bad,
I'm
Mike.
I'm a grown man. And
I
there's
understand.
Other grown men.
There should...
and there's children in the damn building, dude. I should not be seeing vagina at a child's event, dude. From a child's vagina, dude. That's just, it's wrong on so many levels, dude. Like, put some damn clothes on. Like I remember some dude was getting in trouble for taking photos, which he should be. He should be in fucking jail for a long-ass time for taking photos of these underage cheerleaders. But if your ass was covered up, he wouldn't have a picture of your ass. If you had some damn clothes on it, he would have your damn clothes, not your ass and your fucking hairs and your fucking... Dude, I'm all the way at the top of the stadium, and I can see panties. Like, I'm saying, the panties under the panties. Like, they're already wearing bikini shorts, and I'm seeing those. And I'm at the top of the stadium, bro. Like, I can only imagine what people on the ground are seeing. It's
I
like,
blame...
put some clothes on, please. Like,
I blame media.
You're beautiful.
But
like,
at the
be
same time... I really think the Texas education system has gone
it ain't
a little.
Texas, bro.
Oh, I understand that. I'm just saying the Texas education system is the one that is trying to catch up. So we're seeing this like as if we are the ones behind. And I'm trying to tell you, no, we are the ones who are ahead.
Yeah.
We are digressing if we are going to dress our 14-year-olds up that look like fucking Sugar or Misty. On a fucking stripper pole or something, you know, I mean, Cinnamon, you know what
yeah.
I mean? A 14-year-old should not be going
yeah, dude,
by the name Cinnamon.
It's like driving a car or drinking alcohol or going to a club or voting or having insurance. There's certain things you can't do till you're an adult, and dressing like a whore, it might look good when you're a grown woman, but it doesn't look good when you're a child. Like, it's just bad on so many damn levels. Like, it's just no, like no, put clothes on, like be a kid, enjoy being a kid, watch fucking Strawberry Shortcake and fucking Wonder Pets and Dora and have a good time and play with Barbie, or don't play with, fuck Barbie, like fucking play with footballs, like I don't give a damn, like play basketball, just be a kid.
Mike,
cover your damn private parts
it's,
up.
It's also a little bit out of our hands too in the sense because, like I said, we're the ones who are behind.
Yeah.
We're catching up to this media fab. But I will,
hey,
I'll tell
I'm all
you.
For revealing clothing. I'm not gonna lie. I'm all for conservative clothing too, dude. Like, dress the way that feels good for you. Like,
this is true. But if you're underage, you probably shouldn't be walking around
no.
in just a thong.
You should. No, you should not. You should have to
I'm just
clothing.
Saying, the girl who was trying to bang the tree was quite scary. I have seen some young girls do some silly stuff.
Shit.
But when I was at a music event, I won't say which one, I specifically saw this chick totally rip her own clothes off, absolutely rip them off, and try to get down with the tree. Now, I think it was one of
trees
those...
Trees are pretty damn hard.
I'm just saying,
I'll give her that, dude.
Mike, I think it's like
they
one of those things...
They go all night long, I've heard.
Mike, I'm telling you, I think it's one of those things like it was initiation. There's a lot of these things going on these days with girls. Where they're initiated into sex and stuff.
We're
but
getting out of the band room.
I'm telling you, I think, because I've seen this happen before. Actually, I was in Houston, and, you know, in Houston, I had to sit down and watch this guy literally get conned into taking a shit into
yeah,
the only
telling us a little
trash
bit. See, dude, this is where we got to go in on initiations. Like, if someone wants to initiate you into something, fuck them. Fuck everything they're about, and fuck their let me treat you like a slave initiation process. Bruh, I'm a person, you're a person, either we are co-equals, or I'm really not trying to fuck with you. Like, I'm not
right,
interested in turning myself into a demeaned down version I'm gonna be me. And I got no problem working, dude. I've worked some shitty jobs. We talk about cleaning toilets. We talked about fucking late hours. We talked about lugging heavy shit up and downstairs, bro. I got no problem working.
Yes, it's true what they say about the poo on the underlid. It does stink.
But you ain't initiating me, and I ain't, nah. Fuck gangs. Fuck frats or whatever else you gotta do some dumbass initiation in. I ain't with it.
You want a collective of brotherhood, that's one thing. But to seriously initiate
like,
through someone
worthwhile.
Who's actually hazing, no. The initiation, initiation should be a two or more growing and searching for truth. Yeah. I don't care which truth, but as long as it is an absolute truth. And I think that's the highest state of friendship. I think acquaintances and utilities are the next levels under.
It's more of like an education or like an apprentice. Something like that, where you're more teaching and building someone else. Like, to me, hazing, you're just like, you're taking what is good about a person and you're just totally disrespecting it. When what would make so much more sense is using that opportunity to teach or grow or just have a good relationship building opportunity or something. Like, go out and party, like, have fun. Like, why like degrade somebody
yes.
when you could go have fun with them?
To actually be a friend.
There you go. Like, build a friendship with someone. Like, wouldn't you rather have a friend than someone, like even if you're the one that's dominating, like, wouldn't you rather have a real friend than some dumbass, like, puppy dog robot that does what you want because you, like, beat it
broken
around
down.
And, dude, like, what kind of friend is that, dude? Like, if you are being the bully, like, what the fuck do you get out of being a bully? Like, that's some of the most, like, unrewarding, dumbest shit you could do. Like, get a real friend. Like, get somebody that actually uplifts you and actually teaches you to how to be a better person. Like, we all got somewhere we can grow in. We all got areas to improve in. Find somebody who fills in those gaps, you know?
I feel very much the same. Very
totally,
much.
Dude. I love what we got going on here. We are getting hot in the band room. Michael Collin, Dill, I love what we have here. Dolce, he's chilling with us, too. We just get down in here. We are artists.
Did you just call
music.
Dolce a boy? Dolce's a girl, motherfucker. That Kratom got to me.
All right. I apologize if I did. I don't have DVR right now to verify or fact check. There'll be no challenge flag. I will just take my penalty. I apologize. But we are getting down in the band room. Man, I love what we do here. If y'all want to be a part of the show, DJMCTV at Gmail, DJMCTV.com.
Yeah, and thanks for the feedback, guys. For those of you who want to be on the private, you know, beta screening of this, well, technically, this is still alpha. I would say we are still alpha. We will be beta in like a week or two. But I really want to say...
By the time y'all hear this, shit's going down, and we love that you have taken the time out to listen to this. Please just subscribe now. Just download, subscribe, leave a comment. We will absolutely send you a free gift. If you don't get a free gift, email me, djmctv@gmail.com. If you leave us a comment and you subscribe to our show, a gift is on the way to you. They will get better and better. And if you're one of the early ones that gets a maybe not a big giant ass gift, hit me up again. I'll hit you up with a second gift if you want to leave a second review on another email account. Whatever you want to do, just subscribe to the show. We love that you're taking the time out to check us out. We know that you want to be a part of us. Join the topics, join the conversation. What else you want to go in on here, Dill?
Oh man, I want to get in on some rating polls.
Oh yeah.
I really want to touch that base, man, because I feel like we should start putting some polls out here soon so we can get this interactive crowd view when we're not on the air, man. I want to see what people are
saying.
I'm with it. I want to know kind of music they're going to want.
Oh, yeah, if you got your music, email it to us.
What if someone has a really good song and wants it to play it as we do? When that mixer's in, man, we're going to be playing people's music left and right if in fact they feel like they want to air it, man. This is what we would call, in a sense, pirate fucking radio.
We are
not authorized by any sort of power other than the power of human beings. So thank you to the people, because that's a power that you've invested in us to deliver. So,
and we ain't doing this for money either. We're just doing this because we chilling and we want to give this to y'all. We want to give y'all an opportunity to showcase yourself. We want to give us an opportunity to talk about some things we had on our mind. We want to show what we do in our free time when we're not creating.
You got events? Come promote events.
Totally,
dude. And here's our first promotion. If in fact you want us to have a promotion of your events, come on to the show. We will literally have you come sit down with us. You can come give a good whole speech, you know, the usual. But we gotta keep it real for the people, because it's getting hot in the band room.
It is getting hot.
It is very hot.
We're getting hot in the band room. We might have to cut some of these lights off, shit.
We got the studio lights running, and they are hot.
Oh, yeah. So, man, we touched a little bit on the cheerleaders, dude. I think I'm done with the cheerleaders. I might have to move on from that. I might have to get my woo-ha, go team, go, and move on to the next one.
All right.
I did have... I wanted to go in on fanny packs real quick.
Fanny
pack. So I saw a fanny pack the other day. Wow. I'm just gonna listen to the song for a second. Tell me who the song is while I just gather myself here.
Actually, this is a sick remix by some local guys. I'm pretty sure this is the Cortinas and Wade. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is Cortinas and Wade's remix of Boogie News.
Boogie News in your fanny pack.
Yes.
Bro, how are fanny packs still around? Have you ever used a fanny pack?
I've used a fanny pack when I was very young.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I remember using a fanny pack when I was like at Six Flags and I was like 7 or 8 and I didn't want to carry my shit.
But
and my mom gave me one and I was just like, sure, mom. And I've never worn one since.
Yes, it's a belt with a pouch.
Dude,
it's not. It's like a cell phone holder. Do you do it?
Dude, it looks so funny.
Do you do the cell phone holder?
No, I can't do the cell phone holder.
See, it's a pocket thing,
dude.
Right?
I just can't do like.
Or a backpack.
I'm not an accessory guy in general. Okay, like, I don't like things hanging on me. I like to be free and loose and natural. Like, I don't feel like I need excess stuff that's not me all over me. But like, dude, the fanny pack, I don't get it, dude. Like, if you got that much stuff, get a bag. Like, and if you don't have that much, use your pockets.
Yes, there should be a limit of what you bring.
Accessory, dude.
If you're the kind of person that just so happens to have that amount that doesn't fit into your pockets, and or it's not enough for a bag, then I'm sorry, man. You just made one of the biggest moments of conundrum history. And conundrum history will be a repeating thing on this show. But this time around, it's going to be you guys with the fanny packs. Because what the fanny pack actually holds is...
It's your manhood.
Yes, it is physically your manhood. And on top of this,
or your womanhood. Ladies, too. Ladies, get a purse. Like, don't do it.
I'm just saying, man. Simply
so much worse on a guy, though, dude. It's just like, oh my god, like,
should not and should never ever be your major accessory. If the fanny pack pops more than your whole outfit, including your actual existence, it's gotta go.
Neon orange, dude, and you pull out your 99-cent glasses.
It's gotta go, bro.
Oh man, fanny packs. All right, so before we get out of here, dude, I wanted to talk a little about holidays too. Columbus Day just passed. We're getting up on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and they just kind of all come at once, dude. It's just like a big barrage, it seems like, this time of year. But what's your favorite holiday, bro?
My favorite holiday is probably... Well, actually, here's the thing, man. There's two sides of me. I'm not even going to lie.
What's here, dude?
I like Halloween.
Nice.
Because everything... is awesome.
Nice.
You know what I'm
especially
saying.
Especially as an adult.
And you know what I'm saying.
Like, you used to
Halloween
get treats
in Austin
as a kid.
Is one hell of a
dude,
night.
Dude, if you haven't been to Sixth Street on Halloween, I recommend it.
Take the pub walk, man. See if you can get crawling.
Like, just bring some cash. Just party for the night. Expect a lot of people. And just have fun, dude. It's great, dude. But I like Halloween, dude, as an adult. Because, like, as kids, we get candy as treats. And as adults, we get half-dressed, naked. People
yeah.
Walking up and down the streets.
And girls will be guys and guys will be girls.
Every outfit
very
is the slutty version of it.
Yeah.
I'm a slutty nurse. I'm a naughty teacher. I'm the bad librarian.
It happens, like, man.
But yeah, dude. So, I love me some Christmas, dude. It's hard not to love Christmas. Everybody's getting presents. Everybody's together. It's usually not cold in Texas, so it's like.
It's cool.
It's the one time where it's at least cool. It's hot in Texas, but it's cool in Hawaii. But yeah, dude, Christmas is always nice, dude. But like, I don't get this Columbus Day, dude. How is Columbus Day a holiday?
Well, after everything has been debunked, I just don't know.
Is where it's just like October ain't got nothing. Let's throw a holiday. Cause to me, my birthday is October 15th. I just feel like it should be my birthday. It should just be the holiday every year. Like, fuck Columbus. Like, can I just be like him? And since I invented podcast and discovered podcasting.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
That was you?
Yes.
Oh.
Like he discovered America. Since I discovered podcasting and the internet and music and television, and that's why my email is djmctv@gmail.com, and my website is djmctv.com, because I invented all those things.
It's true.
It should just be a holiday. Every October 15th, everybody should party and get down and celebrate music and TV and talking shit and having fun. Like, just, yeah. I mean, I invented all those things. I created them and discovered them. So I feel like it should now officially be MC Day. Like Columbus.
MC Day.
You've had 500 years. Now it's MC Day. And for all you rappers, we can freestyle all day long. For all you hosts, you can throw a big party.
I think they'll agree with that one, Mike.
MC Day, dude. Columbus, your reign is over. Since I've discovered all technology, it will now officially be MC Day, dude.
Oh, we have a phone call.
Who's calling in, dude? Are we going to take... We're going to do it, dude. Okay. I thought we were going to... All right, we'll do it. I'm fine, dude.
All right, we'll take it. Hold on. Give me a second. Get it all right.
I got the system all together, dude.
Hello? Hey, you're on there. Hey! Bags of dicks! Yeah, dick!
Good old Mr. Bag of Dicks. Nothing like getting called with a bag of dicks, dude.
I think that was... That could